Right. Morning, everybody. Today's daf is daf Lamed Hey. We are going to pick up two dots about eight lines from the top.
Ten.
Roughly. 8 to 10. Okay. So the Mishnah told us. That for monetary cases, you can finish the judgment on the same day, whether it is for zechus or for chova. But dinei nefashos gomrim bo biyom lezechus biyom shel acharav lechova. But by dinei nefashos, you cannot, if the judgment is going to be for chiyuv, you cannot finish the judgment on the same day. You have to at least wait over one night. So the Gemara is going to focus on that second half, on the part of the dinei nefashos. So minahani milei, where do we know this from? Amar Rabbi Chanina to Amar Kra. So Rabbi Chanina says, the Pasuk tells us from Yeshaya that before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it used to be that Yerushalayim was filled with Mishpat and Tzedek, and Tzedek Yalinba, and Tzedek would sleep overnight. That used to be that the Batei Dinim would properly wait overnight before issuing a chiyuv verdict in a capital case. But now even the judges are now murderers, so to speak, that they will judge on the same day. So we see from here there must be a mitzvah to wait on a chiyuv judgment in a capital case. You must wait overnight. Rava says from a different pasuk, Ashru Chamotz, said praiseworthy are, or you should encourage, sorry, you should encourage the oppressed. Ashru Dayan Shemechames Es Dino. You should encourage a Dayan, a judge, to be Mechames Es Din, like from the word, like from Chametz, to let his din settle, to stay over, to allow it to go overnight before issuing a Chiyuv ruling in a capital case. So now we have two Psukim. What do the Rabbanim do with the opposite pasuk that they didn't use to teach us that you have to wait overnight for a chiyuv judgment on a capital case? So the idach ashru chamotz. What does he do? What does I guess Rabbi Chanina do with the pasuk of ashru chamotz? He said ashru chamotz velo chometz. If you have two people coming before you, actually let's look at Rashi. He says Rashi the idach. It's about right across from if you have the Torah or HaShalom, across from there. The Idach. So you buy the half drasha, darmin and babakamba. Minayishin is skucking litoveya tchila. How do you know that you have two litigants? How do you know that you first adjudicate the case of the original claimant? Kigon, what's the case? Hatoveas chavera ladin, shalveu shalvu, the eno mishalim. So you come and say, so-and-so owes me money and never paid me back. Vizet ta'ano, mashkon hayli biyadcha, v'niskalkel o avad. So the borrower in this case doesn't say he didn't borrow the money, but he says, I did borrow the money, but I had given him a mashkon and he lost it or he damaged it, and so I don't owe him the money anymore. So what does Bezin do? Niskachin tchila Bezin l'tvias hatoveya ashi mamono biyado v'achakach niskachin ladin hamashkon. So what Bezin has to do is first adjudicate the first part of the case to determine whether the loan is owed. And once the loan is owed and you would then make the borrower pay back the money, then you adjudicate the second part of the case where you're dealing with whether the mashkon was damaged or was lost, rather than putting them together. So that is what Rabbi Chanina learns from the pasuk. First you go after the chamotz and not the chometz. The idach. And what about Rava? What does he do with the other pasuk? Idach hamelei simishpat my avidlei. Kid Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol tanis shemalinin bo esatz daka kiilu shofech damim. Shnei amar hamelei simishpat tzedek. So he says this pasuk is teaching us that on a fast day, if the gabbai tzedakah would withhold giving the tzedakah to the aniyim right after the fast is over, it is as if you are being shofech damim. And why Rashi tells us, kol tanis, It's a couple lines down from where we were. Regilin ha'yibalei tanis lasot tzedakah. The practice was that after the tanis was over, they would give out tzedakah to the aniyim. V'ha'yoneh ha'aniyim nesuos lakach. V'mialinu nimtzu aniyim re'evim shenasu lakach. The aniyim would rely on collecting tzedakah after the fast. They would have what to eat. And if you don't give the tzedakah on that night, it was an extra hardship to the aniyim. And that is why, so that's what this pasuk, Rava learns this pasuk from. Back in the Gemara of Hani Mila, and this fast day concept only applies the rift of a tamri. Only if the tzedakah that you're giving is more of like a soup kitchen, you're actually giving food that's going to help the aniyim break their fast. Aval bezuze chite usori leslan ba. But if you're giving money or wheat or barley, meaning things that are not readily edible, but they either have to go buy food or you'd have to do something with the wheat or the barley. So in that case, the aniyim are not relying on that to break their fast because they know they wouldn't be able to just get it and break their fast right away. So there, that pasuk would not apply. Okay, so next piece of the Gemara, in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that because we have this concept that in a capital case, if you're going to have a guilty verdict, you cannot issue that on the same day of the court case. You have to at least wait overnight. So therefore, the Mishnah told us, lefichach, you could not judge cases, capital cases, on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif, because we don't want to be in a position where you'd have to carry out that judgment on Shabbos or Yontif. So we're going to go through that in more detail. So all right, we're, again, about halfway down the Amud. So lefichach ain't done in my time. So what is the reason? Why is it a problem to have capital cases adjudicated on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif? So we say mishum de lo efshar, because we'd put ourselves in a position where we wouldn't be able to carry out the judgment properly. Why hechi levet? What should we do? Lidani b'malei shabasa v'ligmarei ledina b'malei shabasa. Let's say we were to judge the case and have the gemar din all on the same day, on Friday or on Erev. Let's take Friday. On Friday. So then, Dilma chazu tam lechova, ubo lemevad halanas din. But then, if that's the case, let's say we're assuming that the case comes out and the defendant is pater. But let's say the defendant is chayef. We already know you cannot issue that ruling on the same day that you adjudicate it. You have to at least wait overnight. So we couldn't do that. We couldn't have both the adjudication and the gemar din all on Friday because there may be a chiyuv verdict. So what do you do? So lidaniv mala shabata v'ligmrei b'shabata. Okay, so let's do the court case on Friday. We will wait overnight and do the gemar din on Shabbos. So then, what does the gemara say? But then v'ligmrei b'shabasa ein ritzicha dochas haShabbos. But what? Let's say again we come out and it's chiyuv. Now you have a question of having to carry out the Mises Beis Din, and it's Shabbos. You can't carry out Mises Beis Din on Shabbos, which is something we're going to talk about at length in today's daf. So, okay, so the Gemara says, all right, well, I have a better idea. Then lick to Lidla Orsa. Fine. So we'll do the court case on Friday. We will wait for the Gemar Din on Shabbos. And then if it turns out that he's Chayev, we can't do the Misa on Shabbos itself. Let's wait till Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos is over. Then we'll do the Mises, we'll carry out the Mises Beis Din. So that wouldn't work. Negative Shemesh B'inan. We just learned yesterday's daf that you have to have the Mises Beis Din has to be performed during the day. So you can't do it at night. So the Gemara says, okay, v'ligmarei l'dinei b'shabata, v'likle b'chabe shabata. Okay, so let's do the Gemara din on Shabbos. So right now, let's see, we're in Friday is the court case. Shabbos is the Gemara din. There's a Mises Beis Din that needs to be carried out. We can't do it on Shabbos, so let's do it on Sunday. So you have, you know, three-part series, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So no, that wouldn't work. Nimsa atama ana es dino. That wouldn't work because now we have an inu hadin. We are oppressing the defendant, right? It's one thing, and I think Rashi brings it down, it's one thing when we say we have the court case on one day and the Gemar Din another day. That's not oppressing because the person could still think, all right, I don't know what the judgment's going to be, perhaps I could still be putter. But now if we're in a situation where we've already carried out the court case, we've already had the Gemar Din, and he's chayev, all he's now waiting for is his Mises Beis Din, we can't have him waiting overnight just to get his punishment. So we can't push it all to Sunday. So okay, so the Gemara gives another possibility. Nidane b'male shabata. So do the court case on Friday. V'nigbara b'chad the Shabbat. Don't skip Shabbos. Have the Gemar Din on Sunday. And then, you could, if he's chayev, you can then go ahead and do the Mises Beis Din on Sunday. So he said, no, min shutamayu. At that point, if you wait and you leave off Shabbos, the judges are going to forget the reasoning behind their ruling. And afal gav d'shnei sofrei hadayanim omdim lefneim v'kosim divrei hamzakim v'divrei hamachayvin. Even though we said in yesterday's daf that we had two scribes that were writing down all of the reasoning of the judges during the court case, we'd say, all right, well, they're not going to forget their reasoning because it's all written down. They'll look back on Sunday, the judges will review the transcript, and they'll remember all the, you know, everything, and then they'll be able to do the Gemara Din on Sunday, not a problem. So the Gemara says, no. Nihi debepuma kasvin, libet inche. Yes, true that the scribes are able to write down the actual spoken words of the Dayanim, so they can write down what they said, but they don't know the inner workings exactly of what the reasoning was in the minds of the Dayanim. So maybe there was some other logic was settled in their head, and the Dayanim understood it, and they'll reread the transcript, and they'll basically remember, but they won't have the full grasp of everything that they really were thinking on Friday when they were adjudicating the case. So therefore, hilchach lo efshar. Therefore, we see we couldn't construct a case where we can properly have a capital case judged on Friday, and still not run into issues of when we can do the Gemar Din and the carrying out of the Misas Basin. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring down a series of Kal Vachomers. And the reason why we bring these down is because throughout, at one point in the discussion, we'll see that the Gemara presents a Kal Vachomer that perhaps Misas Beis Din can be Docha Shabbos, right? Because what we just were going through, why you can't judge a capital case on Friday. Part of our issue was you couldn't carry out the Misas Beis Din on Shabbos itself. So we bring down these Kal Vachomers because in part of the discussion, it's brought forth that perhaps there is an argument to say that from a Kal Vachomer, we can actually carry out a Misas Beis Din on Shabbos. In the end, we don't accept that, but at least it's a possibility, and that's why it's brought down here. So we are about five lines up from the bottom on Amud Aleph. Okay. Amr le Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, "Utei kfuras meis mitzvah doch Shabbos mikal v'chomer." So the first of the kal v'chomers is we should have bearing a meis mitzvah that should be doch Shabbos from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma avoda should doch Shabbos. We have the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash that can be doch Shabbos, right? Because we have the karbanos tzibor, we have the tamid, and they have the musafim that we know we bring those karbanos on Shabbos. So we see the concept that the avoda will be doch Shabbos. So kfuras meis mitzvah doch asa mila achoso, and we have a concept that kfuras meis mitzvah is doch the avoda from a limit from Lachoso, and we'll go into what that limit is. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi gives us some background. Basically, this pasuk is telling us, it's the pasuk talking about a nazir, of when a nazir can or cannot become tame for a mace. And that pasuk tells us, La'aviv ulimo la'achiv ulachoso. It gives us four different people in the pasuk, father, a mother, a brother, and a sister, lo yitame lehem. That's still a Nazir is not allowed to become tamek for them. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi gives us some background. It is the last Rashi on the page and starts across in the Tosfos, L'aviv limo. So it says, Ulachoso matam lomar. So Gabi Nazir k'siv, al nefesh, the pasuk right before it tells us, al nefesh meis lo yavo. The pasuk tells us unequivocally, a nazir cannot be matame a meis. Uksiv basrei. And the next pasuk tells us la'aviv limo la'achiv ulachoso. Then it lists out four categories of people. V'kulu yoseirin enu. But all of these are extra. Dahami kol nefashos mishtamu. We already have the pasuk that says a nazir cannot become tamei for any mace. So why is that? Why does the Torah have to tell us then four specific mesim that the nazir cannot become tamei with? V'darshin elu b'sifri. So the sifri has a drasha from all of these words. Aviv matam lomar. So the reason why it brings on Aviv is that for a father, the Nazir cannot become Tameh, but a Nazir can become Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah. Limo, what about for a mother? Matamid Lomar, L'gufei lo Yisterech, we don't need it for mother itself because we already know Kol Nefesh. L'hatir Meis Mitzvah, Hamei Aviv Nafka, we can't say that this is just a Meis Mitzvah, we already learned that from the extra word of Aviv. Ela lahavi shem hayazeh nazir kohen. So we must be that, let's say this Nazir is also a Kohen. So we have two reasons why he shouldn't be Metamemes. The Yesh Lav Shtei Kedushos. Still, Enakasiv Masiro, Litame Ela Li'imo Lishar Krovim, Aval Metamemes Mitzvah. So we learn from the extra word of Li'imo that even if it's a Nazir and a Kohen together, still, he can only not be metame for his mother or relative, but he can be metame for meitz mitzvah. What about the third? What about la'achiv? Matam lomar shim hayazen nazir kohen gadol. Let's say this is not just a nazir kohen, but it's a nazir kohen gadol. Tiktushaso chamura sh'af belo naziros aso litame lekrovim afal pikein la'achiv hu delo itame avam metame lemeitz mitzvah. So we learn here that even a nazir kohen gadol can be metame for meitz mitzvah, but cannot be metame for anybody else. Right, so we have to find another lima that it applies to, and then finally velacho. So that is our case. And now we can go back to the Gemara for this one. We are three lines from the bottom. Milachoso, what's the lima from laachoso? That was the fourth category in the pasuk. Kedetanya. What does it teach us from Lacho? So from the last additional category, let's say we have, right, we're taking everything forward. So we still have a Nazir, Kohen Gadol, who now happens to be going to Sheft his Karban Pesach or to do a Bris Mila. So we have a Nazir, Kohen Gadol, who can't be Metame generally, and they're on their way to do a mitzvah. And let's say the Nazir hears that one of his relatives has passed away. Maybe I would think that he can go and be metame. Amra lo yitame. So this pasuk teaches us lo yitame. Yachal k'shem she'eno metame la'achoso kach eno metame le'meis mitzvah. Maybe I would think that just like this Kohen Gadol Nazir who's going to do Avoda cannot be Metame for a relative, maybe he also cannot be Metame Meitz Mitzvah, because now we have three things going in his favor. Tamed Lomer v'Lachoso. No, the pasuk teaches us only for his sister. Lachoso de'eno Metame avam Metame le'Meitz Mitzvah. So he cannot go ahead and be Metame for his sister or a relative, but he can be Metame for a Meitz Mitzvah. All right, so that was a little bit of a tangent just to teach us that the Meitz Mitzvah is Doche the Avoda. So that Gemara now brings us back. So Shabbos, Shenitcha Mipnei Avoda, Eino Din Shekiguras Meitz Doche Osa. So now, a case of Shabbos, that the Avoda, we already said the Avoda is Doche Shabbos, because we know we bring Karbanos to Sibor on Shabbos. So Kal v'chomer, it should be that a Kiguras Meitz Mitzvah should also be Docha Shabbos, right? Because just to backtrack, because we went a little bit of a tangent, right? If we said Avoda is Docha Shabbos, and a Meis Mitzvah is Docha Avoda, so Meis Mitzvah should also be Docha Shabbos, right? If A is Docha B, and B is Docha C, so A should be Docha C as well. So that's the Kal v'chomer we're trying to prove. So Amar Lei, she says back, no, that's not a good Kal v'chomer. Why? Ritzicha tochiach. I can disprove this from a case of Ritzicha of Misas Beis Din. Why? She docha es ha'avoda. Because Misas Beis Din is docha the avoda. And Rashi tells us, where do we know that Ritzicha is, that Misas Beis Din is docha the avoda? It's Rashi, the second of the narrow lines. Ritzicha tochiach she docha es ha'avoda. Tiksiv. Right, the pasuk teaches us that a kohen can be taken out, taken from the mizbeach, in order to be put to death. So we see that if a kohen is chayav misa, he's pulled away and he doesn't get to do the avoda, and instead he is meted out the misa's beis din. Shimaya kohen rotzeach v'rotze la'avod mevien oso la'din lidon be'beis din. And Rashi just tells us a little bit further, but he says there's a little bit of a qualification to this. We don't actually physically remove him if he's on the Mizbeach itself. So it just means generally we take him away from doing the Avoda, but if he's physically on the Mizbeach, we wait for him to finish and then we bring him in to Beis Din. But the general concept is we see that we carry out a Misas Beis Din, even though it's going to result in this Kohen not being able to perform the Avoda. So we see a case here where we have something, we have Misas Beis Din that is Docha That is docha the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Veinu docha is a Shabbos. But we know from what we said before that the Mises Beis Din is not docha Shabbos. So we now have a case where we have something that is docha the avodah, but it's not docha Shabbos. So it comes up and it shlugs up our kal v'chomer to assume that Mises, that Mises Mitzvah has to be docha a Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, well, Ritzicha Gufa Tidchas a Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Well, let's take a step back. We're working under the assumption that Mises Beis Din cannot be performed on Shabbos. But maybe, and this is why we brought this Gemara in to begin with, because this, it's potentially going against what we thought before, that a Mises Beis Din cannot be carried out on Shabbos. But maybe we can learn from a Kal V'chomer that actually you would do a Mises Beis Din on Shabbos. Why? Ma avoda shedocha es a Shabbos. Just like we just learned that the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash is docha Shabbos, right from the Karbanos Sibor, and we know that Mises Beis Din is docha the avoda. Like we said before, because of the pasuk, we take the Kohanim away if the Kohen is chayav Mises Beis Din, we take him out of the avoda. So therefore, Shabbos shenidcha mipnei avoda. So in the case of Shabbos, that we know is docha from the avoda, so kal v'chomer, the Mises Beis Din should be docha Shabbos as well. And therefore, if that's correct, we can go back and have that initial kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, Amarava, no, we can't, that kal v'chomer seems like a valid one. However, kfar paska tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, we already learned from tana devei Rabbi Shmuel that specifically Mises Beis Din cannot be carried out on Shabbos. Why? The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, lo sivaru esh. The pasuk teaches us that you cannot light a fire on Shabbos. Matam and lomar. Why does the pasuk single out havara as one of the malachos? We know you lo sasa kol malacha on Shabbos. Why do we have to have singled out the malacha of havara? So Gemara says, matam and lomar. What kind of question is that? We have there's a machlokas right over there. Either Rabbi Yossi lelav yatsas, either Rabbi Nassan lechalak yatsas. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassan have a machlokas of exactly why lo sivaru esh is singled out, right? Either it is for the lav, either it's to teach us that havara, according to Rabbi Yossi, havara is not going to be chayav misa, but rather it is only, it's we downgrade the punishment for lighting a fire on Shabbos, that it's only going to be a lav. Or the way we paskin, like Rabbi Nassan says, is there to be mechalek that each one of the lamet melachos is treated separately. So if you do one act that you're violating multiple av melachos, you're chayiv on each and every one. But we see clearly that there is a reason why lo sivaru esh is singled out. So what's the question of matam alom? We know why. It's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Nassan, right? Kedetani havar lelav yatsas divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nassan omer lechalik yatsas. El amar Rava says, what is the question that Rava is asking? Tana moshavos kashale. He's asking on the end of the pasuk, because the pasuk says lo sivaru esh bechol moshavos eichem. So what Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is asking on is why the inclusion of Moshevos Eichem. Why? Moshevos Matam Lomer. Why does it teach us Moshevos, which implies that the Isser of Havara or the Isser of Isser Melachos apply all across in all places, in all locations? Michti Shabbos Chovos Agufi. Is Shabbos something... Shabbos is something that's a Chovos Aguf. Shabbos is something that an individual has to keep. So Moshevos to Kasav Rachman Alamli, right? We would need it to teach us Moshevos that it applies universally across all locations if it were a location-based halacha, that we would think maybe only applies in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. But a mitzvah like Shabbos, which doesn't have anything to do with location, but it has to do with the Gavra, so why do I need a special limit in the Pasuk to teach us it applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? That is obvious just from the very nature of the what the mitzvah is. So, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Tamar Echad, Wailafi Shene'emar, because we have the pasuk talking about Mises Beis Din, that it says somebody has a chet mishpat maves v'humas and he is put to death. Shomei ani ben b'chol ben Shabbos. I would think, because of the strict lashon of the pasuk, that he is most vihumas, that he's put to death, that this misas bezin would apply whether it is to be carried out on a weekday or on Shabbos. V'hamani mekayim mechal leha mos yumas. What do we do with the pasuk by Shabbos, that if you are mechal Shabbos, you are put to death? So maybe I would think that also applies to the bezin as well. So b'shar melachos chutz misas bezin. It must be that mechal leha mos yumas is only coming to teach us about all other melachos Shabbos, but not misas bezin. Misas bezin is an exception to the rule that bezin cannot be mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says, "What? Well, o ein odin ela filu misas bezin." No, maybe the proper reading is that it applies mechal emes humas includes even misas bezin. So mani mekayim behumas. But then I have a problem. I have the pasuk talking about misas bezin that tells us chet mishpat mavet vehumas, that he has to be put to death b'chol aval lo b'shabbos. So maybe I have to say that pasuk must be talking about putting him to death only on a weekday, but not on Shabbos. Oh, and well, a fiel b'shabbos. But maybe the proper reading is a fiel b'shabbos. So we see the tension that we don't know exactly how to read each of the two psukim. Are they, is the pasuk by Misas Beis Din saying it applies universally no matter what, whether it is Shabbos or not Shabbos? And the pasuk of Mechale Mos Yumas, that Chil Shabbos it carries out a death penalty and that applies to Beis Din, does that apply to Beis Din on all Malachos? Or is Misas Beis Din excluded from that? And the Gemara seems to have a tension of which pasuk is applied universally or not. So Tamad Lomar, we go back to the pasuk that we initially brought in. Lo sivaru eish b'chol moshivo seichem. That's why we have the pasuk that you cannot kindle a fire, and we add in the words b'chol moshivo seichem. Ulhalan hu omer, and by Misas Bezin, it tells us the same lashon. Vayu eila lachem l'chukas mishpat l'daro seichem b'chol moshivo seichem. Again, the lashon of moshivo seichem by Misas Bezin. So ma moshivo seomer lahalon bezdin. Just like that Moshe Vos by the Pasuk talking about Misas Bezin is obviously including the Beis Din in that. So Af Moshe Vos, Amar Kan, Beis Din. And it must be that when we have the Pasuk of Lo Sivaru Eish is also coming to include Beis Din within that prohibition. And the Pasuk tells us, you cannot kindle a fire. And actually Rashi brings down, what does it mean specifically a fire here is the heating up of the lead for the Sreifa punishment. And so we see from here that based on this limit of Moshe Vos Eichem, you cannot, the Beis Din, even though Beis Din obviously has to keep all other melachos, we knew it had to keep all other melachos of Shabbos, also Beis Din has to keep melachos Shabbos, even when it comes to carrying out a Misas Beis Din, and therefore, going back to where we brought this discussion in from the beginning, that is why we cannot bring a, that's why we cannot start a case on Friday, because we couldn't have the Gemar Din for a Chiyuv and a capital case fall out on Shabbos, because we could not carry out the Misas Beis Din on that day. So those were the two main Kal V'Chomers that we brought out to enforce our point from Amud Aleph. And now once we brought it up, we have two additional Kal V'Chomers that are coming up from this. So we are now, again, about eight lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Abai. So Amar Abai. Hashta da Amris ein ritzicha docha Shabbos. So now that we learned, based on the Moshe Vos Eichem, that Misas Beis Din is in fact not docha Shabbos. So now I can bring another Kavachomer, our third Kavachomer. So now, ein ritzicha docha Savoda be Kavachomer. Maybe I can take it even a step further and say that Misas Beis Din cannot be docha the avoda, even though, right, we had the pasuk before that said pasuk was me'im biz b'chiti k'chenu lamos, right, that Beis Din can do carry out Misas Beis Din on a kohen and remove it from the avoda. But now Abai says, no, well, maybe I have a kal v'chomer that is going to counteract that. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma Shabbos shenitches mipnei ha'avoda. We now just learned that Shabbos, which we know is docha, is nidcha for the avoda, because we do bring karbonos tzibor on Shabbos, ein ritzicha docha osa, but we do not carry out a misas beis din on Shabbos itself. So avoda she docha esa Shabbos. So now if we have the misa, we have the avoda that we know is docha Shabbos, Shouldn't we say that Misas Beis Din does not then docha the avoda because it's more stringent, and therefore Ella Hadik Ziv Meimis Bechita Chenu Lamos. What do we then do with the pasuk of Meimis Bechita Chenu Lamos that teaches us that the Beis Din does take away a kohen and perform and carry out the Misas Beis Din, even though it'll be a loss of the avoda? So who le carbon yachid did lo dachi Shabbos? We can still have a place to use that pasuk. That pasuk is not talking about carbonos tzibor, which we kept saying is the area where you can be docha Shabbos for the musafim or for the carbon tamid. Maybe for a carbon yachid which doesn't docha Shabbos, therefore we don't have a kal v'chomer going against it. And so the pasuk of Me'imiz Bechi is teaching us that we will pull the kohen away from doing carbonos yachid in order to carry out his punishment of Misas Beis Din. So that is Abaye's Kal V'chomer. So Amar Rava, Rava says back, okay, well, Ihachi, if you're going to apply this logic, then Lo Teheritzicha Docha Karban Yachin Mi Kal V'chomer. I can extend your Kal V'chomer to say that the Misas Beis Din should even not be applied in a case of Karban Yachid. Why? Because we do have a case of a Karban Yachid where it is, not where it's Docha Shabbos, but where it's Docha Yomtiv. Right? Top of Lamed Vav. Ma Yomtiv should nidcha mipnei Karban Yachid. Just like by Yomtiv, where we do allow Karban Yachid to be brought, and so it is Docha Yomtiv. Ein Ritzicha Docha Oso. But we know that Misas Beis Din cannot be carried out on that, and Rashi tells us why. Top Rashi, the Ein Ben Yontif LeShabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bivad, because we know the only differences between Shabbos and Yontif are Ochel Nefesh, which would not be applicable to the Misas Beis Din. So Kaban Yachid, Shehi Docha Es Yontif, Ein Odin Shlo Teirit Sicha Docha Oso. Then we have a Kaban Yachid that is Docha the Yontif, so Kava Chomer, the Misas Beis Din should not Docha it as well. So now we have a problem, because now we have both Karbanos Tzibor and Karbanos Yachid that we're learning out from, that Rav is learning out from this Kal V'chomer, that a Misas Beis Din should not be docha it. So now we have the pasuk of Me'imiz Bechiti Kachanu Lamos that is not applicable anywhere. So Rav further fleshed this out. Hani Chalamanda Amar Einedar V'Nedavos Kriyavim V'Yantif. I don't have this question according to the opinion that you cannot bring Karbanos Yachid, the Nedarim and the Nedavos and Yantif, because then that's fine. We can leave it intact by his logic that Me'im Bezbechi is coming to teach us on Karbanos Yachid. El Alamand Amar Adar V'Nedavos Kraven V'Yantif. But according to the opinion that says you can bring the Karbanos Yachid on Yantif, so they're no different than the Karbanos Tzibor in that regard. So, Ma'ikla Memer, what is he going to say to this logic? You now have this pasuk of Me'im Bezbechi with no application. So El Amar Rava, so Rava says, no, this is how you have to understand it. Lomi by Lamanda Amar Nadar Munadavos Kraven Vyantif. Certainly according to the Mandamar who says that there is no difference between the Karbanos Yachid and the Karbanos Tzibor, that the Karbanos Yachid are allowed to be brought on Yantif. There, in according to that opinion, we don't have a problem. Why? Daha Lomis Kaim Imiz Bechi Klal. Because in that case, if we were to apply the Kal V'chomer, we would have no application of the Pasuk Imiz Bechi. So it must be that this Pasuk is teaching us don't make that Kal V'chomer. So according to that opinion, we don't have a problem because there's no difference between Karbanos Yachid and Karbanos Tzibor. And so when we apply the pasuk on Me'imiz Bechi, it must apply to both Yachid, Karbanos Yachid and Karbanos Tzibor, because if it didn't, it wouldn't apply anywhere. And then we'd have a pasuk that doesn't have any application, and obviously that's not a situation we're going to leave it in. Ella, afil amanda amar nadar v'nedavos, ein kraven v'yantif, but even according to the manda amar that differentiates between Karbanos Yachid and Karbanos Tzibor. And so you could potentially apply the Kal V'chomer that Abaye brought down and say that when do we apply the pasuk of Me'im Mizbechi? That only applies that we pull away a kohen from Karbanos Yachid. But Karbanos Tzibor, we would not pull away the kohanim, and we have the Kal V'chomer intact, and we have the pasuk of Me'im Mizbechi intact. And so maybe we would say that. So what do we do with that? So rather, comes along Rav and says, no. Hold on. Oh, haksiv me'im mizbechi, right? What do we do with the pasuk of me'im mizbechi? Mizbechi ha-miyuchadli. So he has a special limit in the pasuk. We can't just apply it to Karbanos Yachid because the pasuk says, na me'im ha-mizbech, but me'im mizbechi. Hashem says, from my mizbech. What does it mean, my mizbech? Mizbechi ha-miyuchadli, the mizbech that is miyuchad, an extra special to me, umay nihu, what are those, what is that karban that is extra special to Hashem? That is the karban tamid, the karban tamid that's brought every day. And the pasuk tells us that meim mizbechi, from this specific mizbech, from my special mizbech, which we are learning is the karban tamid, which is obviously a karban sibur, not a karban yachid, even from that karban, you will pull away the Kohanim to employ the Mises Bezdin. So the machlokas between Rava and Abaye, Rava does not accept Abaye's Kavachomer because he says the limit in the Pasuk is specific because of Mizbechi. It's specific that it must apply not only to Karbanos Yachid, but it has to apply even to the Karbanos Tzibor from the Karban HaTamid, and therefore Rava will not learn that Kavachomer that Abaye did. Okay. Stop here.